Opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down. As a feeling human being,
and good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, and I'm trying to keep my focus today, but there's a hot dog stand across the street, and very good. And trying to keep the focus, I haven't had lunch. And I keep looking at that hot dog stand. And I had one last week. Relish, onions, loaded with mustard. It was fantastic. So if you're in the area, you might want a hot dog. And you know where to come. Right across the street from the station. And over the weekend, President Putin addressed the Russian people. And he said that he was addressing the citizens of Russia, the personnel of the armed forces, law enforcement agencies, and security services, and the soldiers and commanders who are now fighting in their combat positions, pushing back against enemy attacks. And he's also addressing those who were dragged into a criminal adventure through deceit of threats and pushed onto the path of grave crime, an armed mutiny. You've probably heard that there is a Wagner mercenary group in Russia. They're a group of mercenaries that have really, for the most part, they have worked in Africa, areas of Africa, and they are there to protect some of the African nations from being overthrown by unipolar nations. And the Wagner group, I'll go on with the article. The entire military, economic, and informational machine of the West is directed against us. So there is the Wagner group. There is a skirmish between the Russian troops, the mercenaries, a coup. And as I began to look into this and read, I realized that there is the great possibility that the U.S. is involved. And I'll address that in a little bit. So because of this attempted coup in Russia in the military, there was the chairman, Security Council Deputy Chairman Dmitry Medvedev. He posted an urgent message to the Russian people. Rallying around our president and the Supreme Commander-in-Chief of the country's armed forces is crucial for defeating the external and internal enemy which seeks to tear our homeland apart and for saving our state. National split and betrayal would lead to the greatest tragedy ever and a universal catastrophe. We will not let that happen. The enemy will be crushed. Victory will be ours. And this is a guy by the name of Yevgeny Prigozhin, who commands 25,000 troops. And he ordered them to leave the war zone of conflict and take over an area called Rostov-on-Don, a city having a population of over 1 million people in the Southern Federal District of Russia. Over the past year, the report details that Prigozhin was waged in a bitter feud with top Russian military leaders who he claims are not telling President Putin the truth about the special military operation, specifically the losses of Russian soldiers and equipment. And he says that Prigozhin says that if President Putin knew the truth, he would order nuclear strikes against the socialist Western colonial powers arming Ukraine to decimate Russian forces. So on Saturday, he declared war on the Russian forces, on the Russian military. I really do feel, when I read this, that we as a nation, empire, we were involved. The Command Council of the Wagner Private Military Company has reached a decision. The evil that the country's military leadership perpetuates must be stopped. They disregard the lives of soldiers. Therefore, those who have killed our guys today, those who have taken lives of tens of thousands of Russian soldiers, will be punished. Direct threat and retaliation and rebellion, mutiny against Putin and the Russian military. This is not good. This is bad. He's not going to be well. Things aren't going to work out well for him. Upon declaring war against the Russian military, the report notes, the Federal Security Services opened a criminal investigation against Wagner Commander Prigozhin, issued a statement. Prigozhin's statements and actions effectively constitute calls for an armed civil conflict on Russian territory and a stab in the back of Russian servicemen fighting with pro-Nazi Ukrainian forces. We call on the PMC fighters, and I'll continue with this as we get back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
The Tree Farm's Array of Tree Sale. Now through July 18th, see what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. Save 25% to 45% off thousands of 3 to 8 year old shade and flowering trees. Choose from honey locust, linden, maple, oak, crab apple, flowering plum, service berry, willow, and more. Also big savings on shrubs and perennials. The Array of Tree Sale.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis. If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Whoa.
So now you have a coup taking place in Russia. Gangsters. Gangsters paradise here in this country, in Ukraine, throughout the whole world. When NATO and the United States and European countries forced Russia to move operations into Ukraine, this began something as far as the time of wars that Christ said would happen at the end of the world, or the time before he returns. It won't be the end of the world. It'll be the end of the criminals and the wicked who rule the world presently. Their time is near. Their time, their end is very near. This war in Ukraine is much different than Afghanistan, Iraq, Vietnam, World War I, World War II. This war that is taking place in Ukraine presently is the beginning of the great wars that are going to occur in the near future. There's war against the rulers of the world and mankind. Mankind that will not go along with the objectives of the rulers of the world. The rulers of the world are losing their power. The rulers of the West have lost their edge in Ukraine. They've lost their edge when Russia and the China agreed to work together to stop the plans of the globalist West. Their edge, their objectives haven't been canceled. They have just been what they hope to achieve, the whole world, the whole earth. They're going to have to settle for a portion of what they initially hoped to accomplish. And I have no doubt, I'm going to read another article here in just a few minutes. I had no doubt that the United States was involved. None. I had no doubt that NATO nations were involved, the U.S., and the rulers of the world who are losing their power, they are involved. They're not going to back down. They have ruled the world in the West for 5 centuries, 3 plus 2. And they've enjoyed ruling the West. They've enjoyed ruling China, Asia, India, Africa, South America. They just didn't have the technology 100 years ago. But 70 years ago, 75 years ago, with American military might, it became more achievable to rule the oceans, the land masses, all 7 continents, airspace, outer space, infospace, technospace, every space known to man. The rulers of the world are at war with mankind. And this, what's happening in Russia, you have the enemy without NATO, American forces, American sanctions, then you have the enemy within, a coup. But the Russian people are 100% behind Vladimir Putin. He's the only man that has been able to take Russia from coming out of, you might say, He has brought them to the point where now they are, the ruble is strong, the economy is strong, the industry is strong. He didn't come out of the Dark Ages, but he brought them back from communist rule to freedom of religion, and there is more freedom of speech in Russia than there is in the Western world, including America, especially America. So the call by this Federal Security Service was that the Wagner fighters will not commit irreparable mistakes, and that they would stop any force actions against the Russian people, and not to comply with criminal and traitorous orders of Prigozhin, and to take measures on his apprehension. We want to apprehend him. So this was on Saturday. Why is this important? Because the wars that are to take place in the time prior to Christ's return have begun. This is why it's important. And to understand what's coming, everything is being defined. America's objectives are being defined. America's, the power of American hand upon NATO nations is being made clear. The stranglehold that the United States has upon the European countries in the EU is evident. America's lust for global power, it cannot be ignored. The rulers of the world, these people who give direction to governments, who put presidents in their positions, the rulers of the world behind the scenes that are running this country, directing this country, this administration, that have given you an incompetent individual that you believe is the president of America. He is not the president of the United States of America. He is just someone that is a glove, and he is not the hand. He's just the glove. There is an unseen hand in the glove directing this whole administration. This whole administration, the cabinet, all of it, is being directed by rulers of the world. People who are in the occult, that serve an invisible power. Lucifer, Satan. Very shortly, it says in the book of Revelation, there's going to be war in heaven. God's holy angels and Satan's angels, they're going to clash. The clash has already begun in the spiritual world. It's begun. Satan has a short period of time to take and to use his people that he has put in positions in governments to accomplish his plan, world takeover. The New World Order is a satanic world order. It is a takeover of Satan and his children. It's in the Bible. I can prove it. I don't have the time. I'm restrained, restricted to minutes, not days. This war that's happening with this Wagner group and the attempted coup. It's only attempted. Evgeny Prigozhin accepted the proposal of President Alexander Lukashenko of Belarus to stop the movement of the armed men of Wagner in Russia and to take further steps to de-escalate tension. This is 24 hours later. Prigozhin, he got a message. He got a message that It's over. As quickly as it began, it is over. It's going to end, and we're going to give you a way out. We're going to give you a ticket. And the Belarusian president, Alexander Lukashenko, has taken him in to Belarus. The criminal case against Wagner private military commander founder Evgeny Prigozhin will be dropped. He will leave Russia, go to Belarus. An agreement was reached that private military company Wagner troops would return to their camps and places of deployment. Some of them, if they wish to do so, can later ink contracts with the defense ministry. It also applies to fighters who decided against taking part in this armed mutiny. There were some fighters in the military formations of Wagner who changed their minds at the very beginning of the armed mutiny and returned immediately. They have even requested the assistance of the traffic police, as well as others, to help return to permanent places of deployment. It's over. America, once again, hopefully, a coup. It's over. Wagner private military commander Evgeny Prigozhin, here's what he revealed. We didn't shed a single drop of blood of our fighters, according to Politico News Service. U.S. officials believe Wagner's PMC's insurrection in Russia could play into Ukraine's hands, allowing Kiev to revitalize its much-hyped counteroffensive. It's not going to. This spring counteroffensive has fizzled out. The supposed summer counteroffensive will not happen. They don't have the troops. They don't have the trained military. This is a sophisticated war. They don't have pilots. They can't find personnel to run these new complicated tanks, computerized, and high-tech everything on these things. They've run out of munitions. They've run out of the will. That's the main thing. They've lost their will to fight. Why would you want to go onto a battlefield when you have a life expectancy of 44 hours? Who in their right mind would do that? It's a kamikaze war. You send them out into the battlefield, and they're, how did Russia put it? It's fields where these people are going to be shredded. I've been looking at photos of some of these soldiers after the artillery strikes. These people, I hate to phrase it this way, they're individual people that are just shredded. This is insane. But I'm going to tell you a spiritual secret, which isn't a secret. The Aztecs, they needed people to sacrifice. The Mayans in Canaan, in the Middle East, all over the nations of the world in time past, there was human sacrifice. This is really what Satan demands of America. Sacrifice your children. Of these nations, sacrifice your people. It's a spiritual thing. It's not just bullets, bombs, and rulers of the world. There's something much deeper, much more sinister that the mankind is not seeing. These are fields of sacrifice to the devil. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing, because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado, so call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Jay Deplorable here. Join me for my A10 Warthog radio show, the home of truth, logic, and common sense. That's Swamp Fight, Saturdays at 12 noon.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man.
Like the old saying, war is hell. We in this country have never, since the Vietnam War, well, I can't say since the Vietnam War, since Afghanistan and we basically, there have been wars, but they're just supposedly operations, not wars. What's happening in Russia right now, according to the United States government, is an operation. It's not a war. No, this is straight out war. We're in straight out war against Russia. We are at war with China. We are at war with the nations of the world that won't go along with the plans of the rulers of this world. If you won't go along with your plan, their plans, you are at war. You, the American people, are at war with these powers that want to rule every citizen in this nation and own every child and destroy every moral value and destroy Judeo-Christianity. We're at war. But there is a spell, according to Isaiah. There is a covering that has gone out over the world. It's a covering. It is a veil. Yes, it does mean death. Everybody has a fear of death. And it's always behind, in the back of the mind, even children. At some point you're going to die, but they realize just not for a long time. But I'm not talking about that veil. There's dual meaning. The second meaning is there is a spirit, there is a power, a deception by a very intelligent, brilliant, powerful, invisible force, and all of his invisible army. And their main tool is deception. Deception. This is how Eve in the garden was, why she ate of that forbidden tree. Because she was deceived, she was beguiled, she was lied to, and she believed the lie of the serpent. There is a covering that has gone out over the world, a veil, so you can't see unless you're really alert. And if you are really engaged mentally, you're not going to see what's happening. With this war in Russia, I say the rulers of the world are losing their hold upon mankind. Mankind is waking up. And the Bible says that in the time in which we are in, because of technology, because of the ability to communicate with all of these different ways, social media, television, YouTube, all of it, it would be used by fallen man, by the wicked, to control. But at the same time, God would use it to open the eyes of mankind, those that want to see. Now, I'm going to go back to an article. This was out of yesterday's whatdoesitmean.com. And the Wall Street Journal revealed that the United States had postponed a fresh round of economic sanctions that would target the Wagner private military company and its leader, Evgeny Prigozhin. So we were going to sanction this group. Decided not to. The enemy of your enemy is your friend. I think that's how it goes. The U.S. State Department was expected to announce sanctions on the Wagner-linked gold business in Africa on Tuesday, including a mining operation in the Central African Republic. As to why the administration took sides with private military company Wagner, well, I know why they took sides with them. Because they're going to be part of the coup. Wagner Group inside the Russian mercenary machine in Africa, and Russia's Wagner Group in Africa are more than mercenaries. It describes how the Wagner commander, Evgeny Prigozhin, is an expert in countering socialist Western colonial stage coups in Africa designed to steal natural sources from its black people. This is what Russia has done and used the Wagner mercenaries to keep the West, like France and England, the United States, Germany, from raping the resources of Africa. Wagner has stopped, interfered, and has countered these coups. It was also responsible for kicking the French out of the African nation of Mali just here 6 months ago. So the Wagner Group. I'm going to read an article now from Kim.com, the Gateway Pundit. Did Putin and Prigozhin play the CIA to the tune of $6 billion? HackerKim.com has offered his take on the Wagner coup in Russia, intimating that the Wagner boss, Yevgeny Prigozhin, may have collected billions from the CIA to stage a coup and then aborted the coup. He's going to be paid, and then he aborts it. You know why? Where's he going to hide? There's no place he's going to hide on this blue oyster that Putin will not. There's no place he can hide from Putin. Several observers, such as Representative Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, have speculated the Wagner coup may have had U.S. backing. So she is putting in her two cents. On Saturday, Kim.com, Schmitz offered his explanation of the background of the inner Russian strife. This started as a power struggle between Prigozhin and Russian Minister of Defense Sergei Shoigu in the beginning of a special military operation. Shoigu and his team made mistakes in Prigozhin, and Prigozhin became became a strong critic of Shoigu. Prigozhin then had success in Bakhmut, and the Wagner Group represented himself as a better military leader than Shoigu. And then what happens is he suggests $6.2 billion for the Ukraine was discovered, but was actually pocketed by Prigozhin in return for his aborted coup attempt. YayKim.com, the present truth.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Eldorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
So then, as of today, the National Anti-Terrorism Committee in Russia was warning of an armed mutiny. President Putin didn't name whom was in the mutiny. But 24 hours later, top Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, and this is as of today, on Sunday, Peskov goes to Belarus. What was his name? Yeah, I think I pronounced it correctly. No, I didn't. Prigozhin. He goes to Belarus. They've given him amnesty, dropped the charges. But guess what happens? The criminal case against Wagner private military commander founder Evgeny Prigozhin will be dropped and he will leave Russia for Belarus. But however, Prosecutor General's office announced the criminal case against Prigozhin has not been closed. The investigation is continuing with Wagner private military company forces in Africa. So, Konstantin Bychek of the Belarusian State Security Committee reported today, terrorists are being trained in Western countries to stage an armed invasion of Belarus. The training of terrorists is carried out on the basis of foreign special forces, including the GROM military unit in Poland and Lithuania. This is just the beginning of these wars. The coups are beginning. The nations that are working with Russia, the coups will take place. Belarus? What about Turkey? Erdogan was almost ousted. What about the other nations that are working with Russia? Now, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, he observed, the United States is an enthusiastic supporter of regime change whenever it can benefit from the process. If a coup targets a government more pliant to American interests, Washington will inevitably reject it. And I'm looking behind a tinted window, and the people who rule the world, I guess you could say there are two groups of people, the rulers of the world. I'll use China as an example, because they're distant. In China, there is Xi Jinping, and he rules a country. He is president for life, forever. But then, you have in China, there is another structure of ancient families that Xi Jinping, if I'm correct, he cannot, they're communist, but he can't control them. And so in China, you have these two different powers, this power structure. The president and his forces, the military, the communists, and also another group. I don't know if you want to use the term white hats or, but it's the same in Russia. But what has happened in Russia is the ones who used to rule Russia to Russian, the detriment of the Russian people, their power, their hold, their control. When President Putin came in, he changed and reversed things. Right now in China, things to some degree are reversed. You have Xi Jinping and you have these other forces, families, ancient families, ruling dynasties. It's an equal balance to some degree. And these ruling families, they use the state because this is how their income comes in, through the state, through their manufacturing industry. Xi Jinping can't kill it. He does try to control it, but they have other mechanisms in place that protect them. But according to the article, We, this country, when there needs to be regime change because nations won't go along with our objectives, there will be change. Then it said in the New York Times over the weekend, the United States intelligence officials knew well in advance that Wagner head Yevgeny Prigozhin was planning to mount an armed rebellion against Russian military coup commanders. Congressional leaders were even briefed days prior to Saturday's events. And again, Kim.com, did Putin and Prigozhin play the CIA to the tune of $6.2 billion? Well, they play chess. We play checkers. Now, when I get back from the break, there are things happening in Europe. Greece's conservatives won big on Saturday's parliamentary elections, securing an outright majority. Things are happening in these countries in Europe. We would think that these nations are totally behind the good old U.S. of A. They're not, because the good old U.S. of A, like the other countries of the world, we use them to our advantage, and the nations are tired of it. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com.
That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Use your promo code
KHNC.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Everyone in the cabinet has been positioned there perfectly by the unseen hand. Merrick Garland, Blinken, all of them. They're there to protect the rulers of the world. They're not there to protect necessarily the United States of America. They're there to protect the rulers of the world, the rulers that are going to be the ones who direct this new world order. That's who they're protecting. But to protect them, they have to use, and they are using, the tool is the American government, the senior executive service, the military, all of the intelligence agencies. It's an apparatus of terror. There's the continuity of government. There's a continuity of government internationally. And internationally, these rulers of the world, they have in the countries and the continents, people generally in the first world or second world countries, people that they control. And they have tried to control the people in what we would call the third world countries. And it really, there kind of isn't really, it's not a good example, but there's even a fourth world country. Everyone that is in prison, that's the fourth world countries. The Uyghurs in Eastern, in Western China, in the prisoners underground, the people that are being they come across the border and they disappear. It's a fourth world. But anyhow, in this country, you have to have empire. Empire and all of the agencies. These agencies protect the rulers of the world. The rulers of the world make the decisions who's going to be president. You believe that just anyone could be president of this country. Well, you're not seeing things correctly. No, no. They're hand-picked. They're trained. They're educated. They're controlled from the time they're children. Bill Clinton just didn't happen to just become the governor of Arkansas. It didn't just happen. It was a pre-planned. It was already pre-planned for him to become president of America. Do you think he just... No. No, no. These people pick who they want in. The only one they didn't want, I'm telling you the truth. You don't have to believe me. The only one they didn't put in, the only one they didn't want in, was Donald Trump. He's the only one that they did not want. But eventually, they realized they could not stop it. Because these people in the occult, they realize that God has a hand in things that they can't control. Yes, they put in Obama. Yes, they put in, they allowed Biden. He's not the president. Reagan, he was part of the political world. He was allowed. They didn't like him. To control him, they put in George Bush Sr., Sheriff Bush. But this is the way it is. The only one that they had no say over was Donald J. Trump. He was in their world, learned their ways, came onto the scene, and with God's help and the prayers of the people that love this country, he was put in position. And he's still the president legally, but he's just not in the Oval Office. Well, okay. We'll talk again tomorrow. Let's visit, chat, and we'll see what's new. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.